This meeting is now being recorded.
Okay, there we go.
Thank you, Desiree. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, everyone. This is the Cross-Community Working Group on Internet Governance call on the 17th of August, 2016. The time is 1500. Is that 15? Yeah, 1500 UTC. And today, we just got an agenda that's, let's first start with a roll call. This is a call, by the way, that is just an organizational call. So we are going to discuss primarily all of the meetings that we have to organize in the near or less near future. But we do have some deadlines. So let's get going and let's start with a roll call, please, Desiree.
Okay, in the room we have Klaus Stoll and Mary Aduma. For the chairs we have Olivier Crippen-LeBlanc and Young Eun Lee. And for staff we have myself, Desiree Cabrera, and Nigel Hickson.
Okay, thanks very much, Desiree. Did we miss anyone? It looks as though we haven't. So welcome, everybody. And I'm Olivier Crippen-LeBlanc. Let's start immediately with agenda item number two. You'll notice that there are no action items from the past calls or meetings because all of the action items that we had were all completed. And the other action items that we had did not have to do with specifically with any of the work that we're going to discuss today. As I said, this is an organizational call. So let's get going immediately with the ICANN 57 planning. There are three parts to this. And there was a bit of a confusion on the mailing list, and so maybe I might ask Nigel Hickson, because I might be the one that's completely confused, but there was the search for a high-interest Internet governance public forum discussion. There is a face-to-face meeting, and then there is a public session. I don't know why it's high-interest Internet governance. It's high-interest public forum discussion at ICANN 57. Nigel, you had a look at the email as well that was received. So the email that I received was through the SONAC, so Supporting Organization and Advisory Committee Chairs mailing list that announces all of these organizational details. And to me, it read very much like the past arrangements where you do have one or two high-interest topics that are shepherded by the supporting organizations and advisory committees. In the past, there have been topics on INS stewardship transition. There have been topics on the new GTLD subsequent procedures and various other things. But these were all run and organized by the SOs and ACs. That did not look to me as though it was the same thing as what we were doing as a cross-community working group, which was our public session. It was entirely independent of the supporting organizations and advisory committee process. But Nigel, you might have a different information on this. Nigel Hickson?
Yeah, thank you very much. Good afternoon, Nigel. I don't have a different position. So essentially, what we had done at the last couple of ICANN meetings, not the last meeting in Helsinki, because that was, if you recall, this so-called B meeting where we didn't have the same ability to organise sessions. But for the Marrakesh meeting and Marrakesh meeting and the meeting before that, we asked to have the internet governance session as a high interest session. I mean, not one selected by the SOs and ACs, but we have the ability to, in addition to that session, which could be ICANN accountability or whatever. We had the addition to nominate other high-interest topics, and we put in the Internet Governance Public Session as the high-interest topic. So, I mean, that's why I thought it was the sort of same thing. But you're right, it's slightly different. The SOAC thing is more specific to the SOACs, and what we were doing is in the last couple of meetings is putting internet governance public session as a high interest topic, because we thought it would gain more sort of credence that way. But of course, as mentioned, we don't have to do that. We can just put an application in the normal way. Thank you.
Add that we did receive two apologies, one from Vinnie Markovsky and one from Matthew Shears for this meeting. So, Desiree, if you could please record these as well. I think that you have been copied on it, so they should be recorded. Over to you, Klaus Stoll.
Hi, Klaus. I just wanted to inform you that about an event which might fit in here, which might not fit in here, which we proposed as NPOC together with part of the NJSG. You know, with the GNSO reform cup, there's a lot of talk and outreach of the GNSO to other groups, but our thought was that it might be a good idea to actually give the other constituents, the other stakeholders in ICANN actually to voice their expectations and their views about the GNSO. So we proposed an in-reach event for Hyderabad 57 under the title "The Role of the Non-Commercial Stakeholders Within ICANN: A Dialogue to Foster Understanding and Cooperation with ICANN." And we actually put up a wish list of speakers. It's basically to have introduction and housekeeping by Mudafries. Then in part two, the role of non-commercial stakeholders with ICANN, hearing from David Olivoff, Staffs, Steve DeBianco, and James Blubble, and then have a question and answer moderated, and then a panel with the different proponents, David Olive, Steve Bianco, James Blubble, Rafik from the NCUC, me from NPOC, and Kapani from the NCSC. If that is an event that would fit in there, I don't know, but I just thought I'd run it by you.
Thank you very much, Klaus. It's Olivier speaking. And you mentioned that taking place during the ICANN meeting? Is that a pre-event?
No, that's not a pre-event. That is, we put in a request for a time slot during the ICANN meeting.
During the ICANN meeting. Okay, thank you. So maybe if you can drop a note to the mailing list about this as well, that might be interesting. I have no specific wish in one direction or another, but it sounds like an interesting session.
Okay, I'll look forward to the mailing.
Yeah, that should be great, yeah. So if we start, Olivier speaking, if we start with 2A, so the high-interest public forum discussion, and there have been some in the past, internet governance in transition, the ITU as a battleground for rival vision is suggestion that was made. It's a blog from David Gross, Ambassador Gross, that there was some discussion on the mailing list about his blog post. And so some members have said, well, maybe that could be a good, interesting discussion that we could have. But then I've also noticed that there was some opposition to this idea, because we are ICANN, and some are saying, well, why are we discussing ITU at ICANN? There is a question, I guess, first, as to whether we want to have both slots in a high-interest discussion, which is what it seems we've filed for in the past, or whether we want to just file for a public session, our own public session. Nigel, is there like a difference between the two as such, as the way that we have to file it? And is there the potential for having a difference as far as the time slot is concerned? Because I recall that in the past, there was some discussion to have our public session earlier in the week rather than later in the week.
Yeah, yes, Nigel Hickson here. Yes, perhaps we should be clear. So what we did, and I think we did this for at least two or three ICANN meetings, perhaps for 53, 54, 55, is we put the internet governance session, the normal internet governance public session that, you know, we organise all together, we put that in as a high interest topic, discussing the IGF or the ITU or whatever the topic was, and the face-to-face meeting of the CCWG we just put in as a normal topic. That, I mean, that wouldn't be a high interest topic because it's a normal working session. The advantage or the perceived advantage of having a high interest topic is that you then you're given a choice, a better choice of rooms perhaps. You're given a room that has certainly remote participation, but also remote hubs. You recall that for ICANN meetings, for all the high interest topics now, we have this remote hub system where you have groups of people in various other countries and they come in. So we have that ability if we have a high interest topic. But you're right, Olivier, in that if we have a high interest topic, the high interest topics are only in certain slots. They're like the Monday afternoon and the Thursday, I think, and whatever. So although this meeting in Hyderabad might be different, I don't know, but we would be constrained when we could possibly have the session. And also it's in a big room. So that was another slight issue that we had a big room and sometimes it's difficult to fill a big room. So with a high interest topic, you get a bit more prominence and you get the hubs, the remote hubs, as I said. But it doesn't mean to say we can't have the session. We don't have to put it in as a high interest topic. We can just apply for it in the normal way, and we can apply for the internet governance public session, and we can apply for the face-to-face meeting as two separate issues. Thank you.
Thanks for this, Nigel. It's Olivier speaking. So my next question then goes to everyone on the call. Do you think that we should have both a high interest topic and a public session? Because it looks to me, and I'm not seeing anyone move at the moment, but it looks to me as though it really is either one or the other. And I guess that I can see certainly the advantage of having, of applying through the high interest topic. The exposure is obviously what we wish to have as a cross-community working group. I can see the inconvenience, which is that we might be told, no, you can't have it. But does it mean that if we don't get a high interest topic slot, we could be getting a public session a slot, or is it a case of like all or nothing? And I'll ask Nigel and then come to Klaus in a moment. Nigel?
Yes, thank you, Olivier. Nigel here. No, absolutely no. I mean, if we put in for a high interest topic, it goes into a different sort of selection routine, if you like. And if the meetings team come back and say, well, you know, sorry, CCWG, but, you know, we've got enough high interest topics, then it means that we can still have the session, we just don't have it as a high interest topic. So we don't lose the IG public session. I mean, I think that would be somewhat odd, because we've had an IG public session at, you know, all ICANN meetings since Costa Rica, apart from the last one when we had this new form of meeting. So if we put in tomorrow for a high interest public session and we were told that, well, I'm sorry, but, you know, the agenda's full or there's other, then we could just put in the normal way. We wouldn't lose the session. Thank you.
Thank you, Nigel. Klaus Stoll.
Yeah, I think it's the same as Nigel, but the question I think is very simple, is do we really have a topic that is of very high interest to most of the stakeholders and able to fill a big room? And if not, then I just would go for a normal session.
Okay, thanks for this, Klaus. It's Olivier speaking. And I note that Yong Am Lee says she suggests having one. So I gather this is the mentioning that we should apply for the high interest topic, and if we don't have something that's of importance enough, then we can always fall back. So then the question is, the topic itself, as Klaus has opened the door to this one, do we have a topic that is interesting enough for the wide ICANN community? I haven't seen any suggestions apart from the ITU as a battleground for vital vision, rival visions. What I do note, though, is in the past public session, the session that we had in, and we can already see the past sessions that we had. We had a session in Marrakesh, and we had another session that was in Dublin. I just took the links for these ones. The type of topics that we had, the one in Dublin was about the WISIS plus 10 review process and the preparations for the IGF in Brazil and a discussion of the ICANN objectives and all sorts of pertinent internet governance issues. It was more of an informational session. The one that we had in Marrakesh was in two parts. The first part was about the GAC high-level meeting, actually three parts. There was a quick GAC high-level meeting report. There was a WISIS plus 10 process discussion. And then there was supposed to be a discussion about fragmentation versus openness. And unfortunately, the WISIS plus 10 process and the GAC a high-level meeting report took so much time that we ran out of time and were not able to do the fragmentation discussion. So that is still something that's on the table. Would we be interested in perhaps having a fragmentation discussion on this? And that's sort of the suggestion I'd be putting on the table for this. The second suggestion is the ITU as a battleground for rival visions. Are there any other suggestions here, or is there any support for any of these two suggestions? The only thing on a procedural level that I would suggest, having seen the tension that went around the last session we had in Marrakesh, was if we have more than one topic, and in fact this has happened also in Dublin and it's happened before, if we have more than one topic, we end up having one topic taking more time than the other, usually the first topic taking more time than the second topic. And we need to have very, very strong moderating to be able to end the discussion there and then. I would suggest on this occasion that we just stick to one topic then. We might have just an update on something and then a major discussion topic. Because if we have an update on something, we can certainly tell people that are who are providing an update, we can give them 10 minutes and that's it. If we start a discussion, it's very hard to stop it halfway through and then say, well, now let's talk about something else. So I'd say maybe update on something to start the meeting, 10, 15 minutes, and then so update maybe on the working group's activities, since this is the public session of the working group in a way. And then after that, dig straight into the big discussion. Are there any comments on this? I note that Nigel mentions in the chat, we did also discuss flagging the IGF as maybe as an update. An update on the IGF would probably fit well in the first part of our public high-interest session. So update on IGF, update on WISIS, on what's been happening so far, no more than maybe 20 minutes, and then one big topic of discussion. But I guess we need to choose that topic of discussion. And just as a reminder, we have until tomorrow. And I believe, Nigel, do we need to furnish the topic for discussion if we want to have any chance of getting a green light for this?
Yes, I think on the update we could give examples on the sort of update, you know, the work of the group and on what we're doing at the IGF or something like that. But for the main discussion topic, if we think fragmentation is and we did obviously prepare for this discussion, as you rightly said, and then we didn't have time. So, and it, I mean, I'm not saying it's the best thing since, but you know, it is pertinent. The WEF are having a meeting later in the month in Geneva, and it's on the agenda for that as well. And it is an issue that crops up quite a bit in various discussion fora, and there are various proposals on for workshops at the IGF on fragmentation. Thank you.
Thank you, Nigel. Anybody else wishing to contribute to this? I'm typing at the moment, so the current proposed discussion topics, we've got fragmentation, we've got the various ITU discussions, I guess. And then we have, any other thoughts for a main discussion topic? Oh, I see Marilyn Kate wishes to speak. Yes, Marilyn, you have the floor.
Thank you. My apologies for being late. I just like to be really careful. I posted this on list, but I'm going to say it again. I think we need to be careful that we're not ITU-centric, and I want to comment about why that is important. I know that some of us primarily follow the ITU activities. I'll be happy to post my revised timeline again, but I think we need to be really careful here. I think we need to be thinking, as we are CCWGIG, we also need to recognize that there are other UN entities that are engaged in work that is relevant and influential that ICANN needs to follow. That means the staff and the CCWGIG need to follow. So let me mention three. One is the CSTD, the United Nations Commission on Science and Technology for Development, has an upcoming launch of the Working Group on Enhanced Cooperation, but also the launch of the Intersessional Work. So that's one. The second is that the UNESCO is increasingly, I think, important for us to follow, and they have a really special event that's coming up at the end of October that is about the misuse of the technology for radicalization. Now, while that's not an ICANN issue, it's an ICANN community concern. The third is the IGF itself. I'm a MAG member, and so I want to be careful that I'm focusing on my role as a MAG member. Yes, I can put forward certain proposals, but I think there are other activities that it would be good for us to be aware of, because it isn't just the ICANN open forum or the ICANN booth. Most of those need to be about what staff drives, but I think there are other opportunities to support how ICANN supports the IGF, and that includes providing funding for fellows and bringing forward broader voice. And then I'd like to later please come back to talk more about ICANN 57. Thank you.
Thanks very much for this, Marilyn. It's Olivia speaking. And just to mention, your table of key internet activities in 2016 is actually linked to this agenda, or at least a recent version, I think, is linked to the agenda under the public session part of the agenda. You can click on that, and you can see the forthcoming activities. Marilyn, I also recognize that you arrived. I don't know when you got on the call, but we basically are planning the public session and the high-interest public forum discussion as one, because we are going to go for a high-interest public forum discussion. And if we don't get that, then it'll be a public session of the working group. So that's how the whole agenda has now somehow come together. On the topics that you've mentioned, so CSTD, UNESCO, and IGF, would these just be okay as updates for our public forum discussion, or do any of these warrant the possibility for a wider discussion, so digging into the topic, bearing in mind that having more than one topic is going to be really hard, and we've seen how things have panned out in the past, and so it probably would be better to just focus on one big discussion topic for our public, high-interest public forum session.
So let me comment. I just typed this into the chat. Short updates, I mean really short updates, and then a major topic. I fully support that.
Okay, thanks, Marilyn. So Olivier speaking. So we just have to focus now on what would the topic be, that major topic. We've got fragmentation on the table at the moment. I've noticed some pushback, and in fact, I saw it also on the mailing list regarding having a discussion on about ITU, specifically because of what you've just said as well, Marilyn, the CSTD, UNESCO, IGF, sustainable development goals, all of that is going on. Do we have any other alternative? Fragmentation looks good at the moment. We were going to address it in a past meeting. We didn't manage to do so. And as Nigel said, the World Economic Forum is working hard on this as well. And there are some significant components when it comes to ICANN and fragmentation. Are there any other topics that we might wish to go with, or are we okay with fragmentation? I'd like to hear from everyone on the call. Go ahead, Marilyn.
Yeah, I just want to ask a quick question. You know, look, we have a very sensitive timeline on the IANA transition and the accountability work. I am very positive that we're in a positive moving forward. So I'm assuming that that's going to be taken care of in other sessions at ICANN. If that's the case, and I hope we're all in agreement that's the better strategy, we don't take that on. Instead, we focus on, I'd be happy to focus on fragmentation, but I don't want to make it just about, I think we've had a little bit too much of people who are funded to engage in this debate, and I'd like to make sure that we be very broad in the speakers on fragmentation. We reach out to people like Nick Quenar. We go to Penwa. We don't just focus on the World Economic Forum study funded by somebody, I'm not going to say, I don't know, or by others who are funded, but let's go into the community.
Okay, thank you for this input, Marilyn. It's Olivier speaking. Are there anyone else? Young Emily mentions in the chat that she agrees with Marilyn. So I don't see anyone objecting to this. I see agreement here, so that's good. Going once, going twice, I don't see anyone else being swinging one way or another specifically. So it looks like fragmentation is probably the way forward, but I note as wide as possible a panel. I would imagine that as someone who was going to introduce it, we would have to invite Bill Drake to speak as one of the panelists. As you know, he was a representative in this working group, but he's now left and is doing other things, but he would be one of the panelists. You mentioned Marilyn Nee Quenar. You mentioned a few. Nigel, do we have to provide a list of panelists as well, or proposed panelists, or can we just a spiel about the description of the thing itself?
Hold on. It's Marilyn again. I don't agree there's any certain speakers. I think we come up with an agenda and a program, and then we define the speakers. I'm not willing to turn things over to somebody just because they used to be among us. They are highly respected, but look, let's define the agenda, and then you define the speakers.
Thanks, Marilyn. It's Olivia speaking. I'm just saying at the moment, do we need to list speakers? If we need to list speakers, I would say that Bill Drake would obviously be one person that we'd be putting in there. I'm not saying that we are to choose speakers and then define the agenda. That's obviously not the point. But Nigel, do we need to define speakers, or can we just define the agenda at this stage?
Yes, thank you. Nigel Hickson speaking. I'm sure we can just define the agenda. If I recall rightly, and I must admit my memory is not as good as it should be, I think what we have to do is we write a paragraph describing the session agenda items, and I think what we've discussed so far and what we might discuss in the next half an hour or whatever is it will be sufficient for that. And then later on we can define who the speakers are. I mean, obviously in describing internet fragmentation, perhaps we could, just as an example, give a link to the web paper, and perhaps there might be some other papers we can give references to. I mean, that might be of interest to people, but I don't think we have to have speakers as such. Thank you.
Okay, thanks very much for this, Nigel. It's Olivia speaking. I'm putting in the chat a cut and paste from the Marrakesh discussion, and what the people that were listed there as panelists were Bill Drake, Patrick Feldstrom, and Ishan Dordu. And we might, I don't know whether we would have to choose them now, but obviously, this was the idea. Then there's no spiel associated with it. So obviously, if we can do a little spiel about this, fragmentation versus openness, then leave the whole point. I have a link, of course, to the fragmentation paper, but then not go any further than that as far as panelists are concerned. Just do a spiel of what we expect the discussions to be about. And I think that Marilyn has gone along the right direction for spiel on what it is. I see Alan Greenberg.
Thank you. I don't think I've ever seen a need for identifying the panelists or the detailed agenda when you're applying for a session. If it was a private set, not private session, but a session just for the group, then all you would need to do is provide a title. If you're trying to sell it as a high-interest session, so the other ACs and SOs agree that it's a high incentive, you obviously need to flesh it out enough to make the case. Other than that, the other details, the full agenda, the speaker list, other things get filled in much later. Thank you.
Okay, thanks very much, Alan, Olivia speaking. We're all in agreement, so no panelists yet. So the topic itself, fragmentation. We should be obviously looking at various angles to it, and I would have suggested that maybe the discussion that we need to try and generate in the room is all about the how this is affecting ICANN and sort of a more ICANN-focused thing, or would you say that we need to have a wider view than just focusing on the ICANN component part of fragmentation?
Okay, it's Marilyn. Can I speak again?
Yes, go ahead, Marilyn.
Can I just make sure I understand? Right now I'm looking at how many participants? I think we have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. So I think we need to be careful that what we're doing is putting forward a very straw proposal and then asking for further comments. So I'm just going to make a comment. Years and years and years and years and years ago, some group walked into ICANN and proposed a alternate route. Talk about fragmentation. I think we need to say to ourselves, what is ICANN's role? What does fragmentation mean? And then what is above? I'm just kind of thinking about this. I've got a few people on this list who understand this comment. We have, in the ISO stack, we are at the bottom three layers of the ISO stack. Not everybody understands this, but I'm looking at this list, and most of you do. About that ISA stack, we could fragment the Internet from a content and information standpoint and blow the entire Internet up. So I think it's important to ask about what is ICANN's role in fragmentation? How do we prevent fragmentation in our three layers? And then how do others who engage in ICANN or above ICANN understand the risk of fragmentation? That's an educational comment. But I think we should start with a building block of let's make sure we at least have some senior technical speakers about the risk of fragmentation in our three levels, and then we build above that. So we're in India, and I want to make this comment. Look, I'm trying to get the Indian business participants to attend, and they don't really actually understand that all of this matters to them because they're building stuff. So why don't we take into account the fact we're going to be in India and we're not just talking to ourselves. We're talking to the Indian NGOs, the Indian business, and the Indian government players. If we could have speakers on the bottom three layers and then build on top of that, I think this session would be really important about why fragmentation matters. It means you can't send an email and expect it to be delivered. It means you can't send an attachment. It means you cannot actively contribute to how your community in your country is connected to the single authority of Internet. I'm hoping Mary might be able to speak, but I'm just going to say fragmentation matters, and I think we need to describe why it matters.
Okay, Marilyn, thank you. So Olivier speaking. I'm taking a few notes, and things are taking shape. So you'd recommend the first part of discussion would be informational, as in what is fragmentation, and focusing specifically on the ISO stack at the bottom three layers, and perhaps even explaining that. Then after that, why fragmentation matters, how that translates to end users, to participants in the room, to people that are going to use the Internet, and how, why this matters. Would you say why this matters when it relates to ICANN, or actually why this matters in general? Because then I could say, well, then the third part is how that relates to ICANN, and then start a discussion on this, basically, and saying, you know, what can ICANN do on this? Or should anything be done in ICANN about this?
Olivia, I think so you've just done something that I think is really valuable, and that is made it into a four layer. I think that's right. We talk about why we matter at the fundamental three layer of the ISOC, at the ISO stack, and then we talk about why we affect everyone else, and then we talk about why everyone else ought to care about what we do at ICANN. And then we talk about why ICANN needs to be engaged with everyone else outside of our own community. I have a chart. I'm hoping to find it. I shared it with Sally. I'll ask the ICANN staff to find it for me. But it was a chart which showed how, you know, we're small, but we're critical. But we influence others, but others build on us. And I think that's the message we want to give. And then we support the idea that ICANN needs to be an informed player. in these other very critical additional internet governance events to prevent fragmentation.
Okay, that sounds like one of the conclusions already. One of the potential conclusions or directions in which we're going. Thanks for this, Marilyn. It's Olivia speaking. Are there any comments on this now? I'm going to do a quick cut and paste so you can see that. I see that people say that it just makes sense. We do have just done a little cut and paste on this. And just as far as our process is concerned, obviously the deadline for filing those requests is tomorrow. So what I'm planning on doing is I'll work with staff immediately after this call, and we will be forwarding a summary of this discussion and of the proposal to the mailing list and see what kind of a feedback we get on our mailing list until tomorrow. And then Nigel can pick this up on the mailing list if there's any serious opposition to this or any amendments and so on, and build it into the proposal so that we can file it tomorrow. Are you okay with this, Nigel?
Yes, of course, yes. We can work on something and submit it. I mean, we can look on the submission form and see what other details we need, but I think with this sort of discussion we'll have enough material. Thank you.
Okay, excellent. Thanks for this, Nigel. It's Olivia speaking. I see Youngham Lee says that this topic makes sense. Judith, you're mentioning that the deadline had been extended for until the 1st of September. Nigel, have you heard something like this?
Nigel didn't hear it. It's Judith Helsing for the record. Nigel said he didn't find it, but I remember hearing it on a call last week that it was extended. But I don't know, I don't remember any details. But I mentioned it, and maybe staff know about that.
Okay, thanks for this, Judith. Nigel, if we could please check if this has been extended, because that will make our life a little easier, since we'll have more time to pass this proposal by the working group and also to refine it and make it a little bit fuller than just jotting down a few lines about what this session is going to be about.
Yes, thank you, Olivier. Well, I mean, when I saw Judith's message, I did pick this up and asked the meetings team, and I mean, one of the meetings team came back and said that they weren't aware of this. I mean, it's possible that someone's agreed an extension, but most of them seem to be on vacation or away. So, I can certainly try and find out, you know, in the next 24 hours, I'll do some more calling tonight, but there's nothing on the website to suggest that the date's been changed, but of course it might have been. We can start working on this anyway under your proposal. I think there's quite a bit of material here. Just while I've got the microphone, so to speak, the one thing that I know we'll be asked to. We have to put in our request, if you like, as well as the description and the proposed agenda, which I think we've got. We need to indicate when we might like to have it done. When we might like the session, whether, you know, at the beginning of or the end of the week. And of course, the week is a bit different because it starts midweek this time. And whether we want a sort of like a workshop type format. You know, that's what we've asked for before, like a an interactive format rather than a panel as such. But, you know, I await your advice.
Thanks for this, Nigel. It's Olivia speaking. So I know that the week this time is somehow not starting in the beginning of the week. Let's just call it towards the beginning of the meeting or towards the end of the meeting. I recall from previous discussions that we were preferring the earlier part of the meeting. Did you, Marilyn, I heard your voice as well. Was it in relation to this?
It is. I have no idea what, Judith, you've seen, but the rest of us haven't seen it. So why don't we just park that and focus on what we know. If that's okay with you, I think instead we ought to focus on what's the best time. So I'm going to say a couple things. The business constituency that I'm a part of, we're going to focus on the Monday and Tuesday. Indian business is not going to attend Saturday and Sunday. I have no idea why the business, I have no idea why the meeting staff didn't understand that that doesn't work, but that's okay. The point is, we only have, I think, 3 days. That's Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday of the second week. If we could focus on the Monday afternoon or the Tuesday afternoon, it's very difficult for us to get everybody to come to our session. If we could publicize soon what our time is, I think we also have to understand that the GAC members are not, they're not going to be able to stay the entire 7 days. I've spoken to several and they're like asking me who I think I am, frankly. So if we could just pick the Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday of the second week of the 7 days, don't expect to do something on Saturday or Sunday. It just doesn't work. And then we prioritize what we're doing, which I think is an important session.
Yeah, thanks, Marilyn. It's Olivia speaking. And it really, it will depend on when the sessions are, when the high interest sessions are. And Nigel, do you have a copy of the meeting block schedule that is out there somewhere? Maybe Alan has a copy of it. I don't know, but the meeting actually on my calendar seems to be starting on the Friday, is it? So Thursday or Friday, and then goes over the weekend and then continues Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, and finishes on the Wednesday. So, Marilyn, you seem to be pointing out as looking at the end of the ICANN week rather than looking at the beginning of the full ICANN meeting week. As in, ICANN meeting week, not the week itself. This is how confusing the whole darn thing gets. It starts on a Thursday and it finishes on the Wednesday. So you're looking at Monday, Tuesday being the last 2 days of the meeting. When are the GAC members supposed to be there? Are they going to be there at the latter part of the meeting, of the ICANN meeting, or will they be at the beginning of the ICANN meeting?
Olivia, The GAC, I mean, obviously, not all the governments have to stay, but the as I understand it from the chair of the GAC, I mean, they're expecting GAC members to stay right up to the last day. There is the AGM. I expect some people might not be there for that, but they will have their they will be crafting their communique on the Tuesday, I imagine. Thank you.
Okay, thanks, Nigel. But when are they arriving? Are they arriving on the 3rd or the 4th, the Thursday and Friday then before? Or?
It's Marilyn. Be really careful about this. If you're funded by ICANN to attend, then you could be there for the full session. If you're not funded by ICANN, and over 50% of the GAC members are not funded by ICANN, why don't we, instead of speculating, we ask the chair?
We could certainly ask that. Yeah, thanks, Marilyn. It's Olivia speaking. That's another action item, then, please, to ask the chair of the GAC about their meeting week. We already have the block schedule.
Yes, I've just sorry for interrupting, Olivia. It's Nigel here. I've located the tentative block schedule on the site. I mean, It confirms that the high interest topics would be held on the Saturday, the Sunday, and the Monday. So the schedule, it starts on the Thursday. The Thursday and the Friday are down for what's called intra community work. Then the Saturday is the opening ceremony and the public forum, and no doubt some of the high interest topics. And then Sunday, Monday are cross-community work, intra-community work. Tuesday Tuesday is the AGM and the public forum, and then Wednesday is further intra-community work. So it's quite a different schedule from a, say, normal meeting or from, you know, some of the older meetings. So the Monday would probably work as a high interest topic. You know, it certainly we could ask for the Monday if that's what you thought was best.
Thanks for this, Nigel. It's Olivia speaking. But that certainly, I've sent a link to the blog schedule on the on our chat, so you can all have a look at it. And indeed, it's a very weird setup, strange setup. So Monday seems now like the right time then to do it. But we also need to ask the chair of the GAC whether GAC members will still be there on Monday. Hopefully, they still are. Another one of these new things. Okay. Are there any other comments on this? So we've got the date, our preferred date. We have our preferred, well, the time I don't think we'll have much of a choice because that's obviously according to the block schedule and how that will work. We have the topic, we have a draft timeline on the topic or sort of schedule on how we'll be taking the topic down and discussing it with the room. The format of the room is what we need to discuss quickly now. I don't know whether we'll have much of a choice. The last format that we had was in Marrakesh, was just a schoolroom type with a big head table and a very large room in front of us. It worked. It somehow worked because we did have quite a few people coming to the microphones and speaking on the mics. We can certainly ask for a round table if we can have one, but I gather that this will really depend on what the high interest topic session format is. I don't know. I'm not sure whether they'll be ready to change the room itself or the format of the room if we asked for a round table. We can certainly ask for it. There have been some instances of a large round table surrounded by a lot of seats around, and it might well be that this is the format that they'll be able to offer on this occasion. So I've noticed that, and also throughout in the past as well, people saying round table is probably better. So let's ask for a round table format. And if we can't get it, then we'll have the classroom format, which I think is the fallback on this. Anything else that we need to know, Nigel, for this? So we I think that sort of covers all the questions that you've asked.
Thank you very much. I think that's fine for the high interest topic. Thank you.
Okay. Thanks for this, Nigel. Now, the only thing we haven't spoken about, and we have 2 minutes remaining, and that's the face-to-face meeting. So that's the sort of the, well, quick thing, basically. We want to have a face-to-face meeting. I don't think we have a deadline yet as to what we want to discuss in the face-to-face meeting. I mean, are we looking at the tomorrow deadline, Nigel, is just for the high-interest sessions. It's not for the actual content and agenda of all the meetings, is it?
No, yeah, absolutely right, Olivier. I'm not sure what the deadline for that is, but it's certainly not yet because it hasn't been fully posted, I don't think. So we probably have a number of weeks to talk about the face-to-face session and come up with a draft agenda for that, and then to apply for that and decide when we want it, etc. Thank you.
Okay, thanks for this, Nigel. It's Olivier speaking. I guess rather than talking about the contents of the face-to-face meeting, which we usually manage to set up at the very last moment, maybe we should have a general view in of the people on this call as to what do we wish to have it earlier or later during the ICANN week. So are we looking at like Thursday, Friday, or Saturday, Sunday, or are we looking more at the Monday and Tuesday? I'd certainly say we can't go for the Monday if we're going to have our public meeting on the Monday. We could certainly look at later on the Monday or on the Tuesday, but bearing in mind that there are often, as we heard, the drafting of statements, et cetera, takes place later on in the week. So I was going to suggest that we might have it somewhere like on the Thursday, Friday, or the Saturday, or even the Sunday. I don't know, the earlier part of the ICANN meeting.
It's Marilyn. Can I support that idea? I think that's right.
Go ahead, Marilyn.
Go for early.
Yeah.
Yes, please go for early. I have commitments on the 2nd and the 3rd, but, you know, I don't think, I thought Judith posted something about November 3rd, but I have commitments on, you know, I think if we could go, can we go, I'm just trying to figure out here, could we go over the weekend, when I think actually most people are not going to be enthused about doing things?
It's very open at the moment. So Olivia speaking. One of the problems is I don't think that any of the SOs and ACs have actually frozen their agendas yet or their timetable yet on what they're going to do. So, and of course, we can't work by past timetables because it's the first time we've got this one.
I don't know. Judith said the conference starts on the 3rd. I see, Judith. That's what you meant. Right, but I'm busy
Thursday
all day
the 3rd.
Yeah, I'm busy all day on the 3rd on a mentors program, but I think I would suggest you look at Saturday or Sunday and see if, why don't we do a doodle?
Yeah, let's do that. We'll have a doodle with Friday, Saturday, Sunday and see. Okay. It might be that some people do only arrive on the Friday because they arrived just before the opening ceremony, the day before the opening ceremony, so we might be, you know, not have enough people. But then on the Saturday, there is the ceremony, and then there's the public forum going on, so I gather that probably would take, the public forum fills half the day, the opening ceremony fills the other half of the day, so I'm not quite sure how much else would be able to happen on that Saturday. It looks like maybe the Sunday might be our best bet. But if we do a doodle on Friday, Saturday, Sunday, that we'll get a better idea. Although we are over 2 months before the meeting, and I don't even think that anyone has so far decided on what they're doing. And if any of you have, then well done. You're way ahead of me. Okay. It's 3 minutes past the top of the hour. I don't see anyone else putting their hands up, and so let's go for any other business. No one is putting their hands up.
Sorry, no apologies. Just very quickly to confirm, which I think we put on the list, that the workshop proposal, I think it was number 63, or I get confused between, no, it was 64. The workshop proposal for the CCWG session on IANA accountability, etc., was accepted by the IGF MAG, and so that will be scheduled in due course in the program. So at some point, on an organization call, I assume we need to just discuss that and agree on a few issues on that, I suppose. Thank you.
Thank you, Nigel. It's Olivia speaking. And what's your timeline on this, Nigel? Because I gather we do need to refine a few things, but how soon? Is it ASAP, or how much time do we have?
It's good. Thank you for. I'm pretty sure it's some. I'll confirm on the list, but I'm pretty sure it's something like the 9th of September. To make any changes to the proposal we put in, I mean, we just need to probably look at it to see whether there's anyone that we propose that might have changed, you know, that might not be able to be part of it anymore or whatever. We just need to look at that, I think, and refine it if we decide to.
Okay, thanks for this, Nigel. Marilyn Kate?
I just wanted to say, look, as a MAG member, I'm not a proposed speaker, but I think the workshop is pretty well tidied up. But I can also have an open forum. The open forum is not about us. I want to be really clear. The open forum is about ICANN, and all we want from ICANN is just say, here's what we're doing. We want to be careful we're not intervening in what ICANN needs to do itself. But maybe we could just have an update on our next call about the open forum. I do think the CCWGIG workshop is an excellent design, and I applaud not only what the staff did support it, but the members of the community. I say again, I'm not a speaker, as I'm a MAG member.
Thanks for this, Marilyn. It's Olivier speaking. And if I could ask then for Nigel to please just reiterate the update on the mailing list and perhaps get the ball rolling on any refinements that we might wish to make to the proposal if we need to make a refinement on this and where we might need to tweak things. But I do agree, we were on the right track for this. Great. So with no other hands up, I'd like to thank you all for being on this call. So the next steps on this is I'll follow up with Nigel on sending a summary of the proposed proposal that we have for our public high interest session in Hyderabad, and give it a 24-hour consensus call and for any amendments, and then Nigel can send it tomorrow. And Nigel, I don't know whether you want to be on the line or shall I call you in a moment or something, or how do we do this? And we've lost Nigel Hickson.
Sorry, Olivier, Nigel here. Yes, I'm in the office, so happy to speak.
Okay, excellent. So thanks, everyone, and this call is now adjourned. Have a great day.
Thank you.